This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, this morning, I think we saw some late session weakness, a little bit of a pullback due to export sales, primarily in the soybeans. But generally overnight, we were anywhere from steady to a little firmer across all the grains. That kind of changed its attitude when those 7:30 numbers came out. And so you go into the break with beans down 3, corn a little better than steady, wheat up a little bit. I think we're going to have a little bit of choppy trade here for another day or two to finish out the week, just because we have seen some moves, and now you're getting a little bit of squaring up headed towards the end of the month here.
Eric, is there any kind of a report that we're looking forward to next, or any kind of information that we're going to receive soon that can move the markets one way or the other?
Really not anything official for a while here, not in the grain side. And I would say, generally speaking, the focus right now is on those export sales, which, like I said, for soybeans, we're not good. We had a big daily announcement last week, and then that was coupled with some small sales that weren't reportable, and you end up with a pretty lackluster number there. Corn made lower third of the range of expectation on those export sales, and wheat was right in the middle. So that'll be one focal point. Do we see some big export sales? Obviously, we have some value in the market compared to recent levels. So that could entice buyers to come to us for some supply. In addition, if we see further weakness in the dollar, and that's been a big deal that we've been fighting lately, because that dollar's just been hovering up around the 103 level.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Don't miss the Regional Farm Show and Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference, January 26th and 27th at Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Two great events, one location. Come see the latest from vendors and learn from the experts, whether in the expo hall or during a special session. And it's all free. Free admission, free parking, and free food. Doors are open Friday, the 26th from 3 till 7, and Saturday, 8 till 4. For more information, go to regionalfarmshow.com. We'll see you at the Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference and Regional Farm Show, Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa.
March corn down 3.5 at 448 and 3 quarters. March soybeans down 9 and a quarter at 1231 even. March soybean meal up 50 cents at 363.80. March soybean oil down 60 cents at 46.72. Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 607 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 0.75 at 705 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red wheat up a penny at 626 and 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up 10 cents at 175.45. March feeder cattle down 15 cents at 233.62. February lean hogs up 27 cents at 74.17. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.